This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good evening, you're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. I'm Kurt and I'll be your host tonight, and joining me is Nate Reed in the studio. How are you, Nate?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. A bit cold today, a bit sick of the wind and rain.
It's true.
It is true. So we want to know what you're up to tonight. If you'd like to call Jerry at the front desk on 1300 Joy 949, or you can SMS 0427 Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. And I'm looking forward to tonight because Nate and I will be talking about FTM first steps to medically transitioning. So I guess when we're talking about medically transitioning, we're talking about testosterone, physical and mental effects, and seeing psychiatrists to get that tick of approval to go on hormones.
Yeah.
And to talk about whether transitioning is for you.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, a really important part of it. And it's hard to know sometimes if you're questioning your gender, if hormones is going to be right for you. So yeah, it'll be really good because Nate is actually a doctor.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
You didn't tell me I wasn't allowed to say that. So, Nate's a very intelligent guy, and he's a little bit like, you can ask him some GP questions if you want and just, yeah.
And just leave your Medicare details and
He'll bulk bill you.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, be great. And Nate's also had chest surgery recently.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be really cool to catch up with you, Nate, and just let us know how your chest is going. How long ago was it?
5 months. It was in start of December.
So start of December last year.
About 5 months.
Yeah, cool. So still pretty new, yeah. And like, you know, after, how old are you, Nate?
25.
Yeah, well, after, you know, 24 years of having a chest,
yep.
And now you don't have a chest anymore.
I know.
So, you know, you've only had 5 months of it so far. So, that's good. And so there's heaps of benefits to testosterone and there's negatives to testosterone. We'll talk about all those, physical changes, emotional changes, the different types of testosterone you can have. So you can inject it. I hear there's a deodorant now.
Yep. Yeah, so it's a speed stick, essentially.
Yeah, cool.
Stick on every day.
Does it stop BO or is
anti-perspirant properties. There's none.
Yeah. If anything, it'd make your BO stink more, giving you that testosterone.
Yeah.
That manly stank.
It's true.
Yeah. And there's also a cream. So you can put on a cream. I guess cream can be a bit dodgy if you have a female partner because it can rub off onto her and she doesn't want to be transitioning as well.
There's ways to avoid it though.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, that's good to know because I know a lot of people aren't comfortable with injections, and that's sort of one thing that is quite major when people are considering transitioning. You have to have an injection, you know, every 2 weeks or every 3 months for the rest of your life.
Yeah. It
puts a lot of people off. So it's great that there are creams and smelly deodorants out there. And we'll look a little bit at the emotional changes of testosterone, because Nate and I were just sitting out on the desk before and we were talking about sort of how, you know, how we're both going on the tea and sort of how our facial hair is going.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to chat about like, oh, do you get this? And, you know, do you get that? And so it'd be cool to talk about emotions and emotional changes and all that psychological stuff that happens when you're changing your hormones, changing your, you know, the way that your body works. So So if you'd like to SMS 0427 Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au with any questions for Nate. And we'd love you to join in the discussion about first steps to medically transitioning. So we'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Radio that's out and proud. Joy.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and I'm Kurt, and I'm joined with Nate Reed in the studio, and we're talking FTM steps to medically transitioning. And Nate, how did you first know that transitioning was right for you?
Well, I mean, I suppose it just seemed like it was a good idea. Like the first time I sort of started to think about it and started to sort of go, oh, well, because I was a bit sort of, I suppose, older than a lot of people. Like I was sort of 19, 20 when I first sort of had any sort of inkling that that might be what was right for me. And it wasn't sort of until sort of 22, 23 that I actually started to think about that, that that was an option.
Yeah.
But for me, it just sort of was a sort of a sense of, oh, that kind of feels right. Like,
yeah,
kind of comfort almost.
Comfort. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. And so how did you find out where to go? What was your first step towards, like, you decided you want the hormones and you want the surgery and let's go.
Yeah.
And how do I get it? So where did you go?
So I went to the internet. I did a lot of like just random, you know, Googling.
Yeah.
YouTube. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube. I even went to like Hairs. I went old school, went to Hairs and Hyenas and, and got some books.
Yeah. Wow. What are books now?
I know. These paper things. And then essentially I sort of got all this together and then I went and I spoke to my GP.
Yep.
And she sort of was like, oh, cool, we do this, this and this. And
yeah, cool.
Sort of helped
so
me.
How did you know that your GP would be cool with it? Because I know there are some GPs that, you know, they know what they're doing and everything, but they have no idea when it comes to trans or gender diverse.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I suppose I had a very good relationship with my GP. I'd seen her for a number of years about sort of everything. And so it was just sort of one of those other things, and it was something that she was comfortable with as well. Like it wasn't sort of an issue for her. So I suppose it's, if you've got a relationship with your GP and you can kind of tell if someone's going to be okay.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you'd hope.
Yeah, you'd hope. Yeah. Yeah, also, that's good because my GP was queer friendly. I'm not sure if I can mention the GP that I go to. So it's great having a queer friendly GP because they know everything about trans and all the doctors there know everything about trans and half of them are gay and lesbian themselves, which makes me really comfortable. So, you know, it's really good to talk to your GP as a first step.
Yeah, but also because my GP is not at a clinic or is not sort of in any way advertised as a queer friendly GP.
Okay.
It's just she just is.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily thinking, oh, well, just because my GP doesn't say or doesn't advertise that they are doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be like, oh, no.
Yeah. It's a delightful surprise when that happens.
Yeah.
So, Nate, how long has it been since you've been on testosterone now?
So it's coming up to, it'll be a year next week. Actually.
A year next week.
Yeah.
Nice. And so 5 months since chest surgery.
Yep.
And do you feel like there is, do you feel like you're going to be transitioning for the rest of your life or do you feel like there's going to be an end point?
I don't think there will be an end point. I think it's all just sort of life stuff.
Life stuff.
Yep. There wasn't really a beginning, I don't think, and I don't think there's really going to be an ending. It's just what it is.
Yeah, cool, cool. We'll talk a bit more about that after the break. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Radio that's out and proud. Joy.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. I'm Kurt and I've got Nate Reed in the studio who is a Dr. FTM guy who's telling us his story, which is pretty interesting. And I hope that you find it helpful, Nate's little tips and just what he's been through could be similar to what you're going through. And it is quite similar to what I'm going through. I think Nate and I have a lot in common as trans fellas.
Yep.
And we're both blondies and we're both cuties. So, you know.
It helps.
It helps, yeah. I asked Nate before how he knew it was right for him to transition. And it's such a hard question because some people don't want to fully transition. Some people want to just be gender diverse. Some people just want to be a person and not a gender.
Yeah.
So it's hard to know what you want. And, you know, there's hormones and there's surgeries out there, but it's not necessarily for everyone.
Hmm.
I know it's certainly for me because I identify as masculine FTM. So I just want the works. Give me the testosterone. Nate and I were talking about testosterone before out in the waiting room and we were saying it's like a drug, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is really like a drug. For FTM guys, because I was talking to an MTF the other day and she was saying testosterone was the devil. Like, you know, it was toxic, that poison, and she just hated it. Whereas it's gold.
It's so amazing.
It's amazing, yeah. So anyway, back to how you know if transitioning is right for you. I actually wrote a little piece of writing the other day and this is one of the earliest memories I have about not realizing that I had a girl's body and just thinking I was just a dude. I was probably about 7 years old. So I'll just read out this little piece of writing. It's called The Fluorescent Green Speedos. So the little boy laid out his swimsuit on the hotel bed. The sight of the new fluoro green Speedos made him feel jubilant. He loved being on holiday in the tropics and couldn't wait to dive into the hotel pool in nothing but what looked like a little pair of undies. The boy tore off his clothes and put on his swimsuit. He smothered his smooth, hairless young skin with sunscreen and tried to inhale the aroma as much as he could, for he loved the flavour of summer. He grabbed a crunchy white hotel towel, which was bigger than his small 8-year-old body. Before exposing himself to fellow hotel patrons, he wanted to survey his appearance in the mirror. He was stoked about the way his fluorescent green Speedos made his skin look darker. His chest was flat like other young boys his age, and he was proud of his skinny body. Upon further inspection, the boy felt there was something missing. Something that other boys in Speedos had that he didn't. His blonde eyebrows raised when he realised what that was. A bulge. A bulge in his fluoro-green Speedos between his legs. He searched around the room, frenzied, trying to find something to make his bulge appear. The boy bolted into the bathroom and grabbed a handful of toilet paper and stuffed it down his Speedos and presented himself to the mirror once again. Satisfied, he then tore out of the hotel room and rushed down to the pool to enjoy the sun and blissful water. He was so proud of his fluorescent green Speedos and would remember them and the feeling that they gave him for the rest of his life. So that's sort of one of my earliest memories in writing there, and I still see fluoro green and it makes me think of that moment.
Yeah.
And it was just a really happy moment, sort of being in the sun, just being a dude in the swimming pool, and everyone thought I was just a dude and I thought I was a dude, and yeah, it was really great. So if any of you have stories like that, I'd love you to email us on onair@joy.org.au, or you can SMS 0427JOY949, or you can call Jerry at the front desk. He'd love to chat to you on 1300JOY949. We've got a song coming up and it's Wilco, Born Alone, and you're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. My name's Kurt and I'm joined in the studio by Nate Reed. And we've got a lot to talk about testosterone. So, Nate, what are some of the physical changes that someone with a biologically female body would experience if they started testosterone?
So it's testosterone essentially starts male puberty. So if you think about teenage boys and what sort of happens to them, it's kind of similar.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's the voice deepening is often something that people notice first. Increased body hair growth in all areas, sort of, you know, facial growth and sort of other areas, there's increased
naughty areas.
Yes,
yeah.
There's increased hair growth.
Yeah.
Is, you know, some of them you can also get some balding, unfortunately, yep. And a lot of trans guys seem to unfortunately get that. And sort of other sort of physical changes like increased muscle density, and so suddenly feeling that you're a bit stronger and things like that. And then some fun things like stopping periods and other sort of stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. So how does the testosterone actually stop the period? Like what happens to your ovaries when there's no estrogen there?
So essentially what it does is the testosterone just overrides normal, I'll use the word.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Reproductive. So the way that the ovaries and things produce the hormones, the testosterone overrides that, so it stops that from happening. So you don't ovulate anymore and you don't produce those hormones.
Yeah. So essentially the ovaries are just sitting there just chilling. Yeah, just chilling.
Yeah.
I was going to say wasting space, but just chilling's a lot nicer.
Yeah.
And so is there any risk when taking testosterone in a female body, is there a risk of ovarian cancer or cervical cancer or anything going wrong with the reproductive organs?
Well, the problem is that they talk about that there is increased risk of some things like ovarian endometrial cancer, which is the lining of the uterus,
yep,
and things like that. But they talk about it as a risk, and I'm not sure who these they people are, but let's just say they.
Yeah, cool.
But we don't really have any sort of studies or any evidence to say that it really does. It's sort of based on theoretically that it might increase risk of cancers.
Do you think that's part of the statistics that more trans men get these kind of cancers because they don't get the checkups, because they kind of forget that they've got a uterus in there? And
yeah, so that and also that they don't want the uncomfort of going to the doctor and things like pap smears that they still need to get done, things like that, not going to necessarily go to the doctor and ask for them, and then the doctor themselves is not necessarily going to approach that topic because they don't want to make someone uncomfortable.
Totally. So if you're a trans boy out there, get your pap smear.
Yeah
it's good for you. And also there's a risk of breast cancer even after surgery. Is that I know that's not really to do with the testosterone, but that's another thing to do with FTM boys not getting checked up.
Yeah, I don't think testosterone necessarily increases your risk of breast cancers, because most breast cancers are more dependent on the sort of female hormones.
Okay.
But it is about that you can still get it, because guys still get breast cancer, one in 10.
Bio guys.
Yeah, bio guys can get breast cancer. Yeah. But it's about that maybe trans guys are less likely to want to feel their chest and see if there's any changes and things like that.
Yeah, that's right. I always get, weirded out, because I haven't had chest surgery yet, and, what happens if I have to get a mammogram or something one day? It would be really uncomfortable. It would be weird, I think.
Yeah.
But you've got to do it.
Yeah.
So, what's more important, health or embarrassment?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are the shots of testosterone actually made out of? Are they a synthetic testosterone, or do they line up a whole lot of bio guys and just take it out of them?
That would be awesome. No, they make it in a lab. Very boring.
Very boring, yeah. And so I heard a rumour that there's possibly a little bit of bull semen in it.
I haven't heard that. I don't think there could be.
Maybe I'm just gullible.
You could be gullible. Yeah. I haven't heard that one, and I don't think it's on the list of ingredients.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank God. And so you've talked about the physical changes of testosterone, and a lot of them I quite like, apart from balding. But some dudes like balding, and, there's that Bruce Willis sexy look. So if you do go bald, you can look forward to being sexy like Bruce Willis. And there's a lot of mental changes and emotional changes that come along with changing the estrogen into testosterone. So I know that it's so hard not to gender stereotype when we're talking about boys and girl things and mental things. And, during the break, we were talking about reading maps and doing two things at once. And these are little things that sort of the different genders are supposed to be better at, I guess. And they're kind of true, even though they're stereotypical. They happen to us. And Nate, you were saying that you just can't do two things at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've lost my ability to multitask, which is frustrating. And I wonder if it's not necessarily the testosterone as such as that I'm going through puberty again. And so, it's all about me and I'm a little bit self-obsessed rather than an actual thing. But, I've lost my ability to multitask.
Yeah. We are teenage boys in a way, aren't we? Yeah. I was on a group the other day and someone had written that they said, has anyone else gotten really lazy and not want to shower and just want to smell bad and just be grotty? And I was kinda, a little bit. Does it come along with being a teenage boy? Do you reckon? I still shower too, Nate. I promise. And there's emotional changes. I feel I'm a lot less emotional. I feel that the testosterone's really chilled me out.
Mm.
I was worried that a lot of people say, you're going to get roid rage and you're going to get angry. And because I did have a few anger issues before I transitioned. So I was crap, is the testosterone just going to escalate it? What's going to happen? But I started tea and I just settled and I don't really know what angry is anymore, kind of, compared to before the testosterone. So it really depends on what sort of person you are, I guess, because testosterone is obviously right for me and that's why it's chilled me out. But some people might get the roid rage or the anger that comes with it. How did you feel after your first shot emotionally?
I was just happy. It chilled me out too. My one hesitation with starting testosterone and the biggest fear that I had was that I was going to turn into an angry guy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to become this sort of angry, I didn't want to do that. That wasn't my personality before starting testosterone. I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
And I suppose I suddenly got that very, very chilled. And also before I was on testosterone, throughout the month you change your sort of ups and downs and all that sort of stuff based on your hormones fluctuating, and suddenly it's a steady state.
Yeah, because it's been monitored by the GP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just always the same.
Yeah. I didn't think of it like that. Because I think I came to the conclusion that most of my, sadness and anxiety and all that was to do with hormone levels just being incorrect. Because it sort of started around 13, 13 years old for me, it, you know, it could have been the whole I was transgender and didn't really know it thing.
Yeah.
But there was also just an imbalance of chemicals in my brain.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Thankfully, there are pills you can take for that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you do deal with anxiety or depression or anything, don't be afraid to address it and ask your GP about it. So we've gone through physical and mental changes and a little bit of emotional changes. What about the different types of testosterone? So you've got a 3-monthly shot.
Yeah.
And then there's a 2-weekly shot.
Yeah, or 3-weekly. I'm on 3-weekly.
Oh, okay.
2-weekly.
Right. So I guess that all depends on your levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's the doctor will do blood tests and work out levels, and then I don't know, they do doctor things.
Yeah.
Which I should probably know about.
Probably should.
but, you know, and work out what the best dose for you. But the main difference is that one's short acting. So you get like a little boost and it sort of sticks around for a couple of weeks. And the other one is in a different solution. It's a larger shot and it hangs around for 3 months.
Yeah. So it's like a slow release.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, I recently just changed to the 3-month and I was on the Primotestin for, is that what it's called? Primotestin?
Yeah.
Yeah. For 2 weekly shots. And I found it quite a rough change, but I quite like not having to have a shot in my butt cheek every 2 weeks. Some people do it in the thigh. Where do you?
I tend to do thigh because I do my own.
Because you do your own. Yeah.
So I can't angle, I probably could angle myself, but I just can't quite work out how to reach my butt.
I understand. I've thought about giving myself my shot, but I'm just, I don't know, I think, you know, there's those horror stories of like hitting a nerve that's like a centimeter away from where you're supposed to put it.
Okay, it's fine.
All right, I'll take your advice, Dr. Reed. I actually also thought that I would bring my girlfriend along to the doctor and she could watch the shots for a little while and then maybe she could give me the shots, but she's too scared at the moment too. We'll get there one day. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Bringing you more of your community. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and I'm Kurt, and we've got Nate in the studio, and we've just had a lovely text in from Scotty, and he's written, "When I was 17, I had a friend, Dean, who was androgynous, and we were both gay. Years later, I'm at a club, and a gorgeous girl says, 'Hello, remember me?' Dean is now a girl, and she looks great and is really happy as Chrissy. Amazing to see the transition, which is so positive. I admire the courage." Thank you, Scotty. That's so great to hear from you. And it's a nice little story you've got there, and it's great that Chrissy has had such a positive transition. I myself have had a positive transition, and it looks like Nate over here is quite positive about his transition. It's so good when there are positive stories come out of transition, because we do often hear a lot of sad stories about the hard lives that transgender people have. So, yeah, it's great that there are happy people out there. Anyway, more about testosterone. So we talked about the different types of injections you can have, and we haven't yet talked about the cream, the testosterone cream. So if you're afraid of injections, it might be a way that you could go.
Yeah. So if you're afraid of injections, or if sometimes people just don't find the injections work for them.
Yeah.
So creams, and it's similar as well, as the deodorant stick. It's something that you rub on sort of every day.
Yeah.
And so you're providing a constant daily dose. So with the injections, you get like it sort of hangs around in your body and slowly processed.
Yeah.
Whereas with the creams, it sort of is processed quicker.
Right,
so
then and there.
Yeah. So you need to put it on and then put it on again the same time the following day.
Yeah.
And because earlier you were talking about like if you've got a female partner and trying to avoid, and it's pretty easy to avoid in that once you put, if you're using creams and stuff, just letting it dry before you.
Oh, okay. So once it dries, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. What about the deodorant? Is that sort of really like, so how does it work through the skin? It's just like
just absorbs
into the bloodstream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the deodorant's kind of cool. It comes in this machine and you kind of pump it and then you put it on and you dose it that way.
Yeah.
And so it just dries onto the skin and you absorb it through your skin.
Cool. So what would happen if you put the deodorant like on your stomach or something?
It wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter.
No.
Oh, so it's just that's sort of like we're quite used to rubbing things under our arms. So it's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I like the idea of that. And I also wanted to ask Nate, what happens if you just rub all the cream on? Would you give me all the cream? Like what would you just skyrocket testosterone levels?
It's a good question. I don't think you necessarily would, because you can only process your body can only process so much, so you might get a backlog, and I wouldn't advise you to just put a heap of cream on.
Yeah, no. I also heard a rumor that if you have too much testosterone, it converts into estrogen.
Yes,
it does. Oh, that's true.
So, and that's with cis guys as well. So guys born in a male body, if you have too high levels of testosterone, the mechanisms in the body go, oh, there's too much, and convert it.
Yeah. Is that how man boobs come along?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's too much estrogen?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. What about too much estrogen? Would that convert into testosterone for MTFs? Is there a superior hormone? Is one of them?
Well, superior is such a biased word.
It is.
I wouldn't say testosterone is superior, but I think it kind of is a bit like, I don't want to say stronger.
Yeah, it may override the estrogen if it had the chance. Okay, cool. Yeah. So to get the testosterone, we need to go through psychologists and everything, who I guess you could call them the gatekeepers and everything, and you sort of need a signature and all that. Do you think that's important to do that before, you know, sort of, it's good to discuss what changes are going to happen physically, emotionally and mentally with a psychiatrist before you go and just do it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that before I went and saw the psychiatrist, I thought it was ridiculous and I hated it, and I hated that I had to go and go through the process. And this is ridiculous, just give me the testosterone now, I've made a decision and stuff. But sort of after, on reflection, I think it was actually good, because it kind of makes you think about things a little bit more, because you have to go and talk to this person. And so it kind of, I felt it helped me process a lot of things and get me more ready to start doing things and get me in the right mindset.
Did it make you more aware of what the effects of testosterone were going to be?
Not so much. Like, I know that I had to sign this really, really, really long consent form that had like 100 different things that could possibly happen with testosterone.
Yeah.
Like, and it was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, whatever. But I think it probably prepared me more for the emotional changes that were going to happen.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Because I saw a psychiatrist and it was minimum 3 sessions. And he basically just said, I'll diagnose you with whatever you've got, and you know, 3 sessions, if you're good, then you can have the testosterone.
Yep.
So it was quite helpful to go to him, but I knew that I was transgender and wanted to transition before I went and saw him. So we didn't touch on some physical effects that changes of the body that testosterone can bring on for FTMs. There's, we didn't mention the sex drive.
No, which is important. Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah. And because, you know, teenage boys, sex drive is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And it's basically the same for us. And
I don't know if, like, for me, that was the first thing. First thing that you noticed before any physical changes or anything. It's like
a punch in the face.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Where's my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And the growth down there between the legs.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things as well.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, because it's like, oh, you know, something's happening.
Yeah.
Like, and it's really cool, like, how quickly that happened.
Yeah.
That was like, because I suppose a lot of the things that we're really wanting are things like facial hair and a deep voice and, you know, muscles and things.
Yeah.
But all that kind of stuff takes ages.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you know, I found that because so you know, clitoris grows.
Yeah.
I said it and I didn't giggle. It's not necessarily something you can share with friends. Like, so that's the only downside, because you're kind of like, oh, this is cool. Look at this. I just, okay, no one.
Yeah. Totally. Hey, guys, check out what's in my pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I suppose there might be like some sort of YouTube channel that you could probably share it on. I don't know.
I'm sure there would be.
Yeah.
Not my thing, personally.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah. No, it's an option.
It is an option. Mm. Yeah. The internet is an option for most things.
Yes, true.
And so breast tissue shrinkage.
Mm.
I found it so much easier to bind after starting T. And I think does it make chest surgery easier?
Well, because it kind of pancakes it, because it sort of shrinks up. But also I think because you tend to get a bit more muscle definition, it's a bit easier to sort of
work out what's
going on.
Yeah.
But most, I mean, if you're not on testosterone, you can still have top surgery. It's not sort of a prerequisite.
Okay. Yeah. Because I find now that my chest is a lot less sensitive, and it's almost just like a little bit of, it's just kind of just some fat hanging there rather than before it was sort of like real breast and quite sore sometimes. And now it's just kind of a bit of skin just hanging there, and it's really useless and annoying when I look in the mirror, but one day they will be gone.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we've talked about the sexuality and sex drive growing up, and what other sort of things do you think is important to mention about taking testosterone?
There's a lot of things that happen. Like, there's a lot of things that happen to most people, but it's still individual. So not everyone's going to be able to grow a really luscious big beard.
Yeah.
And not everyone's going to, you know, get really big muscly and all that sort of stuff. It's just, it's a little bit of guesswork. You're not going to know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen, whatever's going
to
happen.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody's different, and it all comes down to genetics as well.
Yeah.
So if you, you know, look at your background, look at your grandparents, what they look like, maybe something like that. Or if you have a brother, you might end up looking like your brother, who knows? Yeah, so everybody's different and everybody experiences different things. And I know that some people can get a little bit hypochondriac with testosterone and be like, I'm suddenly itchy, is it the testosterone that's doing it? And sort of, you know, a bit sort of paranoid about it. But it's just testosterone, and it just does what it does, and it doesn't make you itchy and crap like that. Does it?
If you're using the gels, and that you could technically get some itch.
If you've got sensitive skin or whatever. Yeah. Maybe they'll need to bring out a sensitive skin brand.
Maybe.
For the sensitive boys out there. Yeah, so there is so much more to talk about with testosterone, and I guess we could sit down with an MTF one day and talk about estrogen. So if you're a trans woman out there and you'd like to come on the show and talk about estrogen with us, please SMS 0427 JOY949, or you can call Jerry at the front desk on 1300 JOY949, or email on air at joy.org.au. And Transpositions also has a Facebook page, so if you go to joy.org.au, click on Transpositions, and there is a link to our Facebook page there. So send us messages, share the page around, like every single post, please. And keep Transpositions going, because it's a lot of fun in here. I've had fun tonight. Have you, Nate?
I have.
Cool. So you're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. And I'm Kurt, and I've got Nate in the studio. And we're talking about testosterone injections and creams and deodorants. Nate, what are some of the risks with self-injecting?
So there's lots of, I suppose, risks in terms of injecting a substance into your body.
Yep.
And it's not something that you should just decide to do. It's something that you should talk to your doctor or the practice nurse at the clinic that you're seeing about how to actually do it, because there can be some risks. So there can be some risks in terms of infection because you're doing an injection. And there's also some other risks if you do manage to get into the wrong spot. Sometimes, particularly with testosterone, because it's a really, really thick, syrup-type thing, is that if you actually push that in too quickly, you can sometimes get an air bubble type stuff, and it can cause some difficulties breathing and things like that. So actually be quite serious.
Yeah.
So there's ways to sort of get around and avoid doing that, and that's why you should, you know,
learn how to do it.
Yeah. Don't just decide to do it by yourself.
So it actually, we're not talking about like a subcutaneous injection. It's actually straight into the bloodstream.
Because it shouldn't go into a vein. So if you're actually doing the right technique when you inject, and because you're trying to go into the muscle with testosterone. Oh,
so it's like an intramuscular.
Intramuscular,
that's the one.
Injection.
Nice, yeah.
And so when you actually inject, you need to do things to make sure. So you need to draw back to see if there's any blood, to see if you're actually in the vein.
Yep.
But what can happen is because if you're pushing the oily stuff too quickly, it can actually sort of push it through into the bloodstream.
Oh, right. Okay. Which is why you've just got to go really slow, especially if it's such a big shot, like a three-month shot.
Yeah.
And what about syringe disposal?
Yeah, so most, so depends on where you're getting your syringes from. So you can get them from chemists, but you need to have a letter from the doctor, I think, to say that you can get stuff, and you can get a sharp disposal container there. Or another really good resource is the needle and syringe programs. So local council.
Yep.
You can get needles, you can give your sharp dirty needles. And
Nice. Because you should never just put them straight in the bin.
No, definitely. Do not put them into the bin. Yeah,
it's a hazard.
Yes.
Yeah. And what about traveling with shots? Are we allowed to take needles overseas? And
it depends on the country. So you should research the country before. If you're going to travel overseas, research, even contact sort of Australian embassy type stuff.
Yep.
Have a chat to your doctor to work out. Sometimes you can if you've got a letter. Other places you might not be able to, so need to find some other alternatives whilst visiting that country.
Yep, absolutely. There's also some things that trans men can run into, because I know in some countries dildos are actually illegal.
Mm.
And if you're packing and you're like have one of those scans or whatever.
The body scans?
The body scans or even the pat down or something, don't they feel your crutch and things like that?
Yeah.
Anyway, that could be research the country before you bring dildos into it, as well as needles. So it's been a really good show. I've really enjoyed having you here, Nate. It's been so good chatting to you. And we've had Andrew on panel, who has done a fantastic job, and Jerry on the front desk, who is still waiting for your call if you would like to call on 1300-JOY-949. And check out our Facebook page. Go to joy.org.au and click on Transpositions, and there is a link to our Facebook page there. Next week, Sammy returns. So we'll be having a chat with Sammy, and we might have a little bit of an interview with Sophie Hyde, who was the producer of 52 Tuesdays, which is really excellent, and it's an excellent movie, and you should get down and go see it now. I think it's on at Nova at the moment. It's film with a trans man in it. And Nate, have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. Okay. I missed it at Queer Film.
Yeah, cool. Well, it's on at Cinema Nova now, so we'll go down and see it together. It's awesome film. Yeah. And I really recommend it to everyone, even if you're not even interested in trans things. It's just a really cool film. It's really well made, and I'm really proud to call it Australian and really excited to know the director and the producer. So, yeah, it'll be a good chat with her. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And next up is Sci-Fi and Squeam with Sonia. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.